Hello, Sebastian Aceto. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Acts chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "Now about the time of Herod, the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when they had arrested him, they put him in prison, delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, and constant prayer was offered to him to God for him by the church. When Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards were before the door keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the prison. He struck Peter on the side, raised him up, and said, 'Arise quickly.' His chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, 'Gird yourself, tie your sandals.' So he did. He said to him, 'Put on your garment and follow me.' So when they went out and followed him and did not know what was done by the angel, whether it was real or he was seen a vision. When they passed the first and second guard posts, they came to iron gates that led to the city, which opened of their own accord, and they went out down one street. Immediately the angel departed from him." Now we're talking about renewing the mind. We're talking about changing our thinking and radically changing it so that we become a thinker as heaven thinks. We become a believer as heaven believes. Peter, this is about 10 years or 12 years later, denied knowing Jesus before a little girl. Three times he did. Here, he falls into such a deep sleep because his mind's renewed that when the angel struck him on the side, he told him, "Dress yourself, tie your sandals, put on your garment." So he's telling him to get dressed. That's how deep a sleep. Now, if your head's going to be taken off the next day, are you going to have a sleepless night? Are you going to fall into a sound sleep? Peter knows that no matter what happens, he's not going to die tomorrow. Number one, Jesus told him how he was going to die when he's old enough so he can't even dress himself. You know, and number two, his mind was renewed that death didn't mean anything. You know, when you look at the story in verse 35, he said, "On the same day when evening was come, he said, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, and other little boats were with them. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat on the boat, so that it was already filling. And he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. When they woke him up, they said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we all perish?' Then he arose, rebuked the wind, said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?'" You know, so what right does he have to say that to them? Well, number one, he said, "Let us go to the other side." In other words, Jesus said, or God said, "We're going to the other side." So no storm should get in the way. No storm should bring them fear that they would perish. Because he said, "How is it you have no faith because you're so fearful?" So the Bible here is really telling us that when we have a life of faith and our mind is renewed to hear what God says, he said, "Let us go to the other side." He told them, "Feed them." He told us, "Whoever you lay hands on will recover and gain healing." He told us to go in the world and preach the gospel. Those that believe will be saved, and those that don't will be damned. Anything God tells us, he tells us in that kingdom, in that spirit realm. Whatever he tells us, we have the ability through faith to bring that into the earth. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In this case, and in Peter's case in prison, Peter had a promise from Jesus. He wouldn't die at a young age. He would be so old that they would have to dress him and carry him. Here he said, "Let us cross over to the other side." There can be no doubt in our minds that any circumstances that come against it can't prevail. Abraham said he didn't consider his own body, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Those were the physical circumstances. He believed God's word, which was more valid, more important, and more real. So that's our message. We ran over. Please share, follow, and like this message wherever you're watching us. Help us grow our ministry. Help us become a partner. Help us give the word of God away for free. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for watching.